Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the second part of Swing Time for today, the 11th of August 2026. Mike Coates here, back in place after last week's Samson's. So my thanks to colleague John Yule for looking after proceedings and starting up the playlist for today in fine style. Thank you, John. My opening track featured one of the foremost giants of jazz, and it was taken from what I believe to be one of the best small group recordings the musician made. And it's taken from the album Benny Carter, Jazz Giant. We heard Frank Rossellino on trombone, Benny Carter alto, Ben Webster was the tenor player, Andre Previn on piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Shelly Mann at the drums. And it was recorded in Los Angeles on the 11th of June 1957. And I'm sure that certainly veteran Swing Time listeners would have recognised Blue Lou. And it was originally released on the Contemporary label. One of the jazz families on the next disc, although fronted by pianist Horace Parlan, the Turrentine brothers make a major contribution on Horace's album Speaking My Piece. Not only do they provide the front line to the quintet, but they are responsible for two of the six tunes on the album. And indeed, the piece we are about to hear was composed by one of the brothers, Tommy. The name of the track is Rastus, and we hear Tommy Turrentine trumpet, Stanley Turrentine on tenor, Horace Parlan piano, George Tucker is the bass player, and Al Hargetwood is at the drums. The recording was made at the Van Gelder Studio, Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, on the 14th of July, 1960. Here is Rastus. Thank you. the hard bop sound alive and well in the hands of the Horace Parlan Quintet. Some New Orleans musicians to follow, although the leader had left the cradle of jazz some 20 years earlier. He was an accomplished clarinet player with a strong affinity for ragtime compositions, as is shown here. I should also comment on some very excellent cornet playing from Wild Bill Davidson. We're about to hear Grace and Beauty, played by Tony Parenti's ragtimers. They are Wild Bill Davidson cornet, Jimmy Archie on trombone, Tony Parenti, the leader and clarinet player, a very young Ralph Sutton piano, Danny Barker banjo, Cyrus St. Clair is the tuba player, and Baby Dodds at the drum kit, recorded in New York City on the 22nd of November 1947. Grace and Beauty. Saying goes something like, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. And I wonder if this was in Joe Passer's mind when he made the next session for World Pacific Records. The jazz purist in me does wonder about the jangly piano, but as an avid fan to a music tradition that embraces washboards, jugs and kazoos, I guess I can't be too po-faced about it. I think you might know the tune. Thank you. Well, if Joe Pass was expecting the kind of rewards experienced by the originators of that opus, I'm not sure if he made it. I don't think so. In fact, only relatively recently did I become aware of the disc. It can be found on Joe Pass Stones Jazz, and it was recorded in Los Angeles on the 20th of July, 1966. The musicians were Tommy Pedersen and a further unknown trombone player, Vern Freely, val trombone, Bill Perkins, tenor, Victor Feldman, vibes, Herbie Harper was the pianist, Joe Pass and Dennis Budmeier were guitar players, with Chuck Beldorfer on bass. Frankie Capp was the drummer, and the arrangement and the conductor was Bob Florence. I can't get no satisfaction. A longer track now, which allows the soloists more room to express their abilities. As may be expected, with one of the leaders on this track being Gene Ammons, the result is a typical hard-blowing session from the late 1950s. The track is called Going South, and the joint leader with Gene Ammons is trombone player Benny Green. It's under the nominal leadership of Benny Green, and the album title, The Swingingest, returns for a moment to that hard-blowing sessions that Gene Ammons recorded, a host of albums, really, various other accompanists. On this particular session, we have Nat Adderley cornet, Benny Green trombone, and Gene Ammons at tenor. Frank West also plays tenor, the pianist being Tommy Flanagan, Eddie Jones on bass, and Albert Tootie Heath on drums. New York City, 12th of November 1958, and this is quite a long track for the guys to express themselves. Going South. Returning for a moment to that Rolling Stones strike, in this day and age, we have no difficulty in relating to the idea of hit records, although the music may not be to our own individual tastes. What we may overlook is the fact that our music, even from a much earlier age, did attract a similar kind of popular attraction. And my next track, which I consider to be one of my classical tracks, falls into this category. The vocalist is Bessie Smith, and here she is with her band, who are Joe Smith, no relation, on cornet, Jimmy Harrison trombone, Buster Bailey clarinet, Fletcher Henderson piano, Charlie Dixon banjo, and it was recorded in New York City on the 2nd of March 1927. One aspect of this which is kind of hidden, unless you look at the history surrounding the recording, was that the clarinet duties were shared between Buster Bailey, who we hear here, and Coleman Hawkins. Noticeably, Hawk didn't feature on tenor on this track. Bessie Smith and her band. There'll be a hot time in the old town tonight.
Come along, get ready, wear your brand new gown. Well, there's going to be a meeting in this good old town. When you know everybody and they all know you, and you get a rabbit foot to keep away them who do. When you hear that the preaching has begun, bend down low, but drive away your sin. When you get religion, you'll want to shout and sing. There'll be a hard time in old town tonight, my baby. When you hear them bells go ding-a-ling, all down around and sweetly you must sing. When the verse ends too and the chorus will all join in, there'll be a hard time in old town tonight.
listening to Swing Time, the weekly jazz, swing and blues music show, broadcasting over Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with the selections for the second part of the show. The title of the next track is The Vintage Years, and the soloists are Danny Moss, tenor, Dickie Harden, trumpet, Dave Lee, piano, Eric Dawson, bass, and Johnny Dankworth on alto and clarinet. Yes, the Johnny Dankworth Orchestra from March 1958. In addition to those gentlemen, we also hear Laurie Monk, trombone, Bob Carson, Stan Palmer and Derek Abbott on trumpets, Tony Russell, Danny Elwood and Jack Brothers are on trombone, with the bass player Eric Dawson, I think I mentioned him, with Kenny Clare at the drums. Recorded in London on the 13th of March 1958, this is their take on a Basie favourite, Swinging the Blues.
Thank you.
pity that Dickie Hardwood's trumpet solo wasn't recorded rather better than it was. As with the Turrentine Brothers, on the Horace Parlan disc we heard earlier, there is a family connection with my next selection. Alec Dankworth, that's Johnny Dankworth's son, as a youngster was very much involved with Spanish influences and has developed a particular interest in Spanish culture, language and society. Musically, it has resulted in a CD album with an Iberian flavour. The album is called Spanish Accent, with some half dozen tracks composed or arranged by Alec Dankworth. My choice, however, is by a Spanish composer and has been picked up by other jazz musicians. I reckon there's about 20 or so other recordings of this piece by these other jazz musicians. And they include people like the Modern Jazz Quartet, Miles Davis and Jim Hall. The track is called Concierto de Aranjuez, and here it's played by Alec Dankworth and some friends, who are Chris Garrick on violin, Julian Argelis on saxes, Paul Robson guitar, Alec Dankworth plays bass, of course, and Mark Miralta on drums and percussion. Recorded at the East Coast Studios, and I'm afraid I don't know where they are, but it was done between the 11th and 13th of December 2005. Here's Alec Dankworth. Thank you. A short postscript to the Dankworth vintage years we heard a few moments ago.
I'm a wholesale dealing papa, don't you know? Wholesale dealing papa, I told you so. I'm a wholesale dealing papa, I retail on the side. Father was in business before I was born. Now he's retired, I must carry on. I'm a wholesale dealing papa, yeah. I'm a wholesale dealing papa, yeah. I'm a wholesale dealing papa, but I retail on the side. All right, son and barn. She said there's too much meat. I'm a wholesale dealing papa, don't you know? Wholesale dealing papa, I told you so. Well, I'm a wholesale dealing daddy, but I retail on the side. All right, Dave, take it now.
the space I occupy. If you do good business, you got to advertise. I'm a wholesale dealing papa, don't you know? Wholesale dealing daddy, I told you so. I'm a wholesale dealing papa, but I retail on the side.
And the pianist exhorted to take it, Dave, is the Dave Lee we heard on Swinging the Blues with Dankworth. Mike Coates here saying thank you for listening. I do hope that you've enjoyed our selection, the selections John and I have given you this afternoon. We expect to be back next Tuesday at 1 p.m. when I do hope you can join us. Take care out there.